Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. It's the most notorious rogue of Bandit Nation, accompanied by Miss PvP Girl Gigi.
So beautiful.
Give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applause.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This right here. I'm sitting here waiting to raid and I ain't feeling it. Stressing cause I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kinda bumming and feeling a little down and out. Cause every time we jump on the mob, I get to lagging out. But Gigi is saying,
I'm really wanting you to go.
So, yo, I'ma suck it up cause Nation is a pro. I told her, let me restart and I'll be right back. And she told me,
hurry up, Nation, we're starting ASAP.
So I log a restart, then get back on the game. And I make it out to Nax to go and take that what's his name. But during this patchwork, I get a freeze frame. Cause everybody is casting their spells, it's kinda lame. Everything is skipping and jumping and moving real slow. Looking at my health on the top and it's dropping real low. Spamming every key on my keyboard and face roll. PST and GG, cause I gotta let her know. Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So drop your mouse and log real quick. And hurry back and act like you could ever forget. So are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Dollar run and I wait for something.
Okay, so, whoa, what is going on? Is GLaDOS humping us? Is she humping me? I'm not quite for sure if it's you or if it's Blog Talk she's humping in general.
Well, you sound fine. I think it's me.
Okay, because all of a sudden I was hearing this weird thing.
All right, well, I think I need new headsets. That's my next to-do list. I'll have to go shopping because I got my tax refund.
Yay!
Yay! Gonna have to get my stuff. Okay. I'm sorry if you guys can't understand me. I really am, but I'm poor, and I couldn't afford headphones till now, so whatever.
I didn't understand you. It was just doing, like, a weird thing. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. It was strange.
Weird. Okay. It is April 11th, 2013. And it's Thursday, which is, you know, that's when we get really rough and raw and bitchy and probably very perverted because that's just me. I don't know. Something like that. But anyway.
I'm too sleepy to be perverted, but we will see.
Girl, I am too.
I like me some perversion.
You do? You do? I think we kind of feed off of each other and that scares Corey.
Yes, yes. Corey's a little bit scared of our whole girly, touching, feely, flirty thing.
I don't think Corey likes it. I think she secretly does. She just is hiding it.
I know. I think she'd like it much better if she just let us grope her a little bit. Just
right?
A tiny bit.
I mean, I've already felt her tits up. Come on.
Hotness right there.
Totally did. Totally did.
Moves. Yeah.
Well, not, you know, she had a padded bra on, so I felt kind of gypped.
Oh, the pain. Pain of life. A padded bra and underwire.
I was hoping to feel a little nipple action, but I didn't. So anyway, I think I need to stop talking about her boobs because she's gonna cut me. Anyway, let me finish up. I'm Sherry.
Yeah.
I'm Snow White. Actually, I said my real name. What the hell? I'm Snow White. Yeah, I'm tired. Corey's not here yet, but she'll be here in a minute with swords a-cutting, because apparently, you know, I'm like that. We also have our redheaded stepchild, Ginger Rocks, up in the hizzle. Hello, ma'am.
Hey, what's up? I'm a little bit slow this evening, but hey, what's up? Hey, we got Geeks United Radio in the room. And
yeah. I don't know who Geeks United Radio is,
sorry,
but...
I know I say your name wrong all the time. I'm so sorry.
What is his name?
Ural. I keep saying Ural, and he's going to get me in a second for, you know, making it sound like something.
Like urinary tracts and...
sorry, Ural. Sorry. What's
I'm going to snort in a minute. I'm trying not to laugh and snort. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, anyways, it's Thursday night.
Obviously, it's Thursday night. We're already... straight up. Okay. Oh my God, that show on Tuesday was so much fun.
It was. And seriously, those guys, because I logged in yesterday, were like in my instant messages. When are y'all coming back?
Oh my
God.
So
you've got to do it again because they loved it and they want us back.
Really?
Yeah. And I got a Powerpuff decoration out of that. So hey, I'm good. Let's do that. Let's do that again.
Oh, well, maybe we can do it next time, next Tuesday.
My band is all Powerpuff Girl out now. Yay!
Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Okay, because apparently there's a problem with this call. Hold on while we try to get the call back. Oh, God.
Did we drop?
I don't know. Did we?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see.
Can you guys still hear us out there? Anyway, I'm just going to keep talking because, you know, that's what I do.
Yeah, they can. I had to fast forward it through the show, but yes, they can hear us.
Okay, good.
Yay!
I think Corey's headset just kind of died, so I don't know if she's going to be here. But I guess we can go ahead and jump in, and we're going to start talking about, first of all, something that has been blowing up on Twitter. Adam Orth.
That jackass, yes.
Yeah, the guy from Microsoft. Apparently, he has his head so far up his ass that he doesn't even understand why people have a problem with Always On.
Yeah. What was it? The other day he was talking about on Twitter how we all just need to suck it up and that Always On is the new thing, and he doesn't understand why we're all upset.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to find the conversation because I saw it like a bajillion times, and now I don't know where it is. But apparently he said something like, and somebody said, well, you live in places like Cleveland and all this other stuff, and they're always connected, and try living in, they mentioned some small towns. And his reply was, his reply was something like, well, why would I ever want to live there? Really?
All right, so you get lucky enough to live in some big town where it has great high-speed internet. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. What about those of us who live out in the boonies?
Right.
I'm on the tail end, like seriously very end of being able to have cable internet where I'm at. But if I were like just a little bit over out there in the field area, I would have to go get fucking DSL
yep.
or something. Satellite. Who
exactly.
wants the game on satellite?
No, man.
Ew.
Who wants the game on DSL? You don't get as good speed with DSL. Sorry,
yeah,
but you don't.
Yeah, and exactly. And I mean, hell, even where I'm at, mine is slower because I am on the tail end, like I said. And it's ridiculous. My internet drops 2-3 times a day sometimes. And this happens all week long, man. I a bitch. Miss Time Warner, you,
you
are
know
a
what?
Shit.
Oh, somebody's going to get their ass.
What? Corey is up in the hizzle. Hey, man, we're talking about Michael Orth and his gaffe over the Twitter internet thing going on.
I got other ass to whoop first.
Oh, yeah. Put your thing down. Go ahead.
You know what? Time Warner. You know what? Frankie's acting up. Time Warner was acting up. Nobody was cooperating. Y'all know how this electricity thing. Yeah, this has not been cute the last 10 minutes. I was yanking shit out of the USB ports and just cussing. Baby Nation was like,
was your electricity went out?
Well, you know I shock things. I think I shocked my USB port.
Yeah, you're like walking electricity. You shock the fuck out of me all the time.
So, yeah, I think I went to put the thing in and everything went out, except for Optimus Prime. He managed to hold on to his port. I don't know how. He's like, ha-ha, bitch. Ha-ha, bitch, I'm fine. The rest of this shit is not going to work. That's what you
Is that what it said? Aha, bitch, I'm fine.
That's what it was doing. It was yelling at me. That's why I was yanking shit out of the ports. And Baby Nature was screaming. And Kitten Nature was running, pulling her ears back. Like, oh, shit, something has gone wrong. Run. Run for your life.
Did she do that?
Oh, yeah, she's been doing that all week. I don't know what that is. Okay. Anyway, I derailed the whole show just by coming in.
Good
evening, my lovely co-host. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. This is Gaming Atrix, by the way, otherwise known as Corey. And like I said, we were talking about Michael Orth and his completely stupid-ass conversation
Twitter. Adam Orth, huh?
Adam Orth, sorry.
Yeah,
Adam Orth. But now he's resigned, obviously. You're going to do something that stupid over Twitter.
Did he resign, or was he pretty much told, you either leave
he
on
He was probably pretty much told to get the fuck out. Because Microsoft had to issue an apology that this person does not act as a spokesperson. I fucking hope not.
Yeah, get the fuck out, or we're going to help you out.
Yeah.
You have until 5 p.m. to box your shit and get the hell out, or we are going to get security
box
down here.
Box your shit. Look, box your shit. This shit belongs to us.
Right? What doesn't belong to us, we will chuck out the window. You can pick up on your way out.
Get the step and biatch. That's what they say. Oh, my God. Okay. What has been said? Y'all catch me up. What were y'all?
He said, for anybody who doesn't live in a high-speed area, that sucks to be them.
Yeah, and then he said something like, well, you just need to suck it up and get over it, basically. Not, I'm trying to find the conversation, but I cannot find it. I was reading it earlier, and I'm thinking, what the hell?
Well, I'm remembering he was not understanding what's the big deal about always on, and he basically told all the rest of us, let me paraphrase, fuck you bitches. If you can't be on, then you ain't on.
Yep. That's pretty much what I read. That's why I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, he posted about not understanding why people would have a problem with always on. And then he went on to joke about people who did and the remote locations they may live in.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, he's been receiving threats. Just a couple of little threats. Little
just
ones.
Just a few. Just a few.
He's had to lock his Twitter account, and he had to close his LinkedIn page.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, that's what happens. This is a weird time that we live in, because the people who should be apologizing, EA, and they never apologize, Comcast. They just go on about their merry way and they do shit. And truly, if you're smart in the gaming industry now, and you have all the social media, this is not the time to be posting up stuff that can be reread. It's one thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
He's trying to say that it was just a joke, that he was trolling his other friend. But like you're saying, he is somebody who works for Microsoft. He's a
yep.
big name. And because of what he said, because of his followers, his trolling was not exactly private. So everyone
thank
saw
you.
It.
See, this is the thing that people don't get. Your shit is on the internet. If you are representing a company, if you are high profile in a very, not even a really high profile company, but if you are high profile in a company, if you're associated with a company, anything you say on the internet reflects the company, period.
Yeah, well, it's not just the reflection of the company. It's a matter of that it can't be erased. The internet now is forever. Even if he took it down, he locked down his Twitter. Google indexes pretty much everything you post. I don't think people have understood that yet. Anything you post gets indexed. Even when you go back and you say later, I'm going to lock it down so that nobody can see it, it's already there.
There's a copy of that shit somewhere easy to be found.
Yeah, and Google said, oh, we switched that. They haven't quite switched it off. You're still able to find stuff. And this is a dumb thing for, I don't know what is with people and Twitter. It's like, they feel like they have diarrhea of the mouth, or they got to speak, or they got to say something. And when you're not speaking just for yourself, you should probably shut up, or you need to preface it with, this is just my personal opinion. This is not reflective views of Microsoft. You really have to do a disclaimer, with Microsoft, especially when we broke this story earlier in the week. I was telling our listeners and Ginger that I'm good friends with a couple people that work at Microsoft. That does not stop me from saying whatever I say about them, and we all have a good laugh about it, because it's not personal. The personal things I know about them, I don't share, and you know,
right.
we have our conversations. But having been at one of their houses, Microsoft is so anal about things in their company. I came there, you know, for visit during PAX, and I was told, you stand by the door till we get done packing our shit up in this box, in this locked trunk. And because somebody had gotten fired recently over allowing, you know, friends into the house, and a friend had taken a beta of a game and put it in their Xbox.
Damn.
And it had gotten out. Now, normally, you know, it's fine, you hand over a beta to a friend, but the friend went on Xbox Live. And then Microsoft's like, how the fuck did he get this? Who'd he get it from? And,
oh,
you know,
geez.
Then next thing you know, you lost your job. So I was told, you stand right there by the door till we're done packing up this shit. Then you can come in and, you know, because we want to make sure nothing gets taken. Not that we say you would. This is not personal. I was like, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. You can't take that shit personally. The company is protecting his own assets, and personally, that's good business. In my head, that there's a separation between personal and professional. I'd be like, oh, all right, cool.
Yeah, I stood right there. I ate my cupcake or whatever
now,
the fuck I was.
Now, if I went over to Corey's house and you started doing that shit, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, excuse me?
Well, y'all know here, we've had a couple of times where we've been told to shut the fuck up, and we do.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, stop talking. Sometimes the phone rings during the morning show, and it's not personal. It's somebody, hey, I'm listening to the show. Stop saying this. I'm going to either retract what I had to say.
My bad, yo.
I said something. It was an accident. I didn't mean it.
I did not mean to let that slip, because, you know, we do take orders so well, don't we, Corey?
I don't know what you're talking about. don't know what the fuck you talking about. Watch
yeah,
my phone
do.
Is going to be in a
yeah,
minute.
Yeah, you
Ding.
Do.
Ding.
Ding. A lot of this, Jay mentions that, you know, there's no anonymity on the internet, and it...
there's really not. There's
no.
really not.
Turns people into belligerent assholes, as he says, and he's right. There's no privacy on the internet, people. More of you should remember this when you're posting, you know, booby pics or party pics or whatever not. I was actually watching a news report today about a professor, or at least they were interviewing a professor at some college, I forget what it was now. Her... students would friend her on Facebook and then kind of forget that they friended her and then start posting all these pictures at their parties and whatnot. And, you know, so she had some of them tell me, oh, I was so busy this weekend, I was able to get stuff done. She's like, really? Because on your Facebook, you were at this frat party and you
yeah.
were doing keg stands. That looked really busy. But then that's what she was talking about. You know, these kids, and, well, I'm not going to go with just kids here. Everybody needs to remember, when you're posting shit on the internet, it's not private. Once it's out there for even 5 seconds, there permanently.
And by the way,
somebody saw it.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not just your current job that will see this shit.
Future
when you
job.
Yes, when you go to apply to places, when you go to try to meet new people, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to Google your ass, and they're going to find
yep.
all this stuff that you posted up on the internet.
And that's why I have three very separate identities. You will
Thank
not
you.
Connect. You cannot mm-hmm. connect to two or three unless I actually tell you. I've never had anybody come to me and say, you know,
that's right.
I ran across you over here. I didn't know you were also this person. Just because I don't mix the three. I do not mix the three. I have a mommy, and then I have me for work, and then I have stuff I do here. Now, I have two pages, and you all may think, oh, well, I know about your other Facebook page. Yeah, but you know about the other two.
Logo.
You don't know about the other three I have.
Glados,
let me go. See, now they're all conspiring. Damn it.
No. Corey sounds fine to me.
All right, it's just me. Never mind.
So I'm just like you. It's so odd. You know what, Ginger? You say not kids, but you know what? It is kids. It's under a certain age. The people who never ever experienced life without the internet, or they came into being an adult right at the time that Twitter and Facebook and all these things came into existence. They're still kids because they have not grasped the concept of. The internet is forever. They laugh at the old people who say, I'm not putting shit up. But those old people, aside from being stupid and accepting stuff from the FBI, you don't have no pictures of old people doing stuff. And don't think they don't do shit. Don't think they don't.
No, they do. They do.
My grandma, man, let me just tell you. My grandma may be a grandma, but she gets
it. I was raised in the age that if you were doing something that you probably shouldn't or you didn't want, you know, your grandma or your mom to know about,
mm-hmm.
you didn't talk about it. You didn't take pictures of it, and you sure as hell didn't show them to people if you did.
You know, I don't understand the fascination with having to take pictures of everything. I mean, and even something stupid like taking a picture of the food you're eating. What the fuck?
I don't care what you're eating.
I do that when I'm trying to make people jealous. Like, I do it when I'm making people jealous, but some people do it every day. They make a habit of, I'm on
no, once in, no, once in a while, if you really make a masterpiece, if you really have something that you're proud of, that's fine.
No,
but
I
these people,
to send it to you, too, because, you know, I have a cooking competition.
I know. Well, you make me mad, too. But I'm talking about the people that have to, like, dictate or notate every single fucking thing they do, every drink, every food, every time their cat looks at them. Like, oh, look at my kitty, Click. Look, they're so cute, Click. Oh, what's it? Oh, he's laying down, Click. I mean, really? And none of that is necessary.
Jay,
so
Jay, fuck your sandwich. I've been wanting to say that every morning. You stop sending us pictures of your sandwich. I'm hungry.
It's not just
like
the dirty pictures
Jay.
That gets on my nerves. Don't talk like that.
Don't talk all slow like that.
Don't talk all slow like that.
Now, yeah, so Adam is another on the long hit list that has fucked up using Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start banning Twitter at workplaces eventually.
They need, you know what, they really need to. Seriously. And what they really need to do is they need to, like, companies need to start putting the smack down on their employees and be like, look, this stipulation is in your contract. You say anything that's not work-related on a work account, you're fired. That
I will not even mention
the
company I'm contracted with. You notice I never mentioned their name on the show.
Yeah,
and they actually put
either.
Up a post. They had to put up a post today. I'm going to tell you this much. They put up a post today about this very thing. They're like, when you are not at work, if you are still under contract, if you're not working, you need to keep your fucking mouth shut. You don't talk about our business. You don't
exactly.
talk about business in the streets like that.
You never talk about my penis.
Whenever Corey and I talk about work, we do not mention specifics.
Nope.
We don't. We don't mention specifics. We don't mention names, nothing like that. All we mention is
money.
Corey.
I don't need to be sued.
Right? What the hell? You can't get blood from a turnip. Isn't that the old saying?
Yes, I don't need to be sued.
You can sue me, but all I can give you is, like, a picture.
Look, I got a coffee cup.
You want a pen? I got a pen.
I got a coffee cup I stole from the Cheesecake Factory. You want it? Actually, I didn't steal it, but
oh, thank God.
It's still in my possession, so.
You're just borrowing it for a really long time. That's all.
I'm not borrowing it. They stole it. They gave it to me. I said, thank you very much, and I still have it.
Oh, okay. So you're like just an accomplice. That sounds good.
I'm not an accomplice. I didn't know they took it. I mentioned that I was very fond of the cups at the Cheesecake Factory, and suddenly after we left, it appeared.
You know, and talking about things that are sudden. How about that segue? Talking about things that are sudden, I want to bring up something else that kind of hurt my feelings.
What?
Oh, no. No hurt feelings.
It did. It hurt my feelings. And the reason it hurt my feelings is I was looking for a good free-to-play game to play, and I was going to go back and play Star Wars. But guess what?
What?
Disney closed LucasArts, and LucasArts is what Star Wars The Old Republic Online was.
So the Old Republic Online is gone now?
It's going to be. Soon.
Wait a minute. I thought EA had that one.
Wait, yeah, BioWare
EA
has
that one?
Yeah,
BioWare.
EA,
I think BioWare EA have that one,
wait,
I think.
Which one is being taken off?
Well, most all the rest of them are with Disney.
1313 was in development, and that's probably not going to see a lot of day now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not as upset then. Maybe I can play that one. But anyway, LucasArts is being closed by Disney, which honestly it's really shitty. It really is, because I know that LucasArts kind of had a main focus on sci-fi, and there is a severe lack of sci-fi out there for me.
For games.
Severe.
Well, you know what? I won't say for games. I want to say there's a lack of sci-fi.
RPGs.
Yeah, doing other things. Jedi Academy, one of my all-time favorite games from LucasArts. It is my all-time favorite.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
What? Oh, what?
Yeah, okay, so LucasArts is best known for The Secret of Monkey Island, which is hilarious.
Yep. Yeah.
Grim Fandango, again, hilarious. And a number of memorable Star Wars games. Are you... Oh, I'm sad panda face now.
No, not sad panda face. Sad panda face.
Total sad panda face.
Oh,
oh my
no.
God. Are you still there? I love when GLaDOS says it. Are you still there? I just want to shoot you.
I can't believe that they bought LucasArts and all of this, and now they're just saying, fuck you.
Pretty much.
Out the door.
Pretty much, yeah.
So pretty much what I'm, and I've been saying this, and a friend of mine's been arguing with me, what I see happening is, we might see a couple of little kitty games, maybe some mobile games come out from Disney.
Probably.
We're going to see the, what is it? Little Muppet Baby type Star Wars cartoons.
Ugh.
You know we're going to see it. We're going to see maybe a couple of attractions at their parks.
Did you just yawn?
I'm yawning because it's Disney. Disney has a long-standing history of being stupid.
Yeah.
And I want to say it's ever since the person that created Disney died. They just kind of lost their way. They are a monster wandering in the wilderness. They don't know where the fuck they're going. It's okay that you bought LucasArts. The problem is shutting it down. If you were smart, I would go pick in the middle of nowhere and open a Star Wars-themed park.
Oh my
I
want God, to
pick in the middle of fucking Montana, just nowhere.
Oh my done. God, can you? I would go. Oh my God, I'd be like geekgasm walking in the. Oh my God, there's Han Solo.
But notice I said in the middle of nowhere, where there's there's nothing. Like Google, this was the perfect time for them. Google is putting the fiber optics in. I would have said, Google, where are you putting your fiber optics in? Oh, we're in Kansas. Okay, let's put our theme park right in the middle.
Can you imagine the job? Can you imagine the job boon that happens around that area? Can you imagine how much of like an injection in the economy it would just explode if they would do that?
I think if I were them and I were going to be doing
bitches.
A new Disney school park theme park. I would put it right next to Vegas, actually. And hell,
no.
You got all the tourists.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you
world.
Well, you
over
can't
for
you can't because the kids aren't allowed. The kids can't go. You can't put it in next to Vegas. I think little people aren't allowed within like 100 miles or something of there.
I really don't think
no,
they are.
No, kids are allowed in Vegas. They just
they're not allowed in the major
casinos.
Yeah.
True. You know, that would work for some of the Star Wars world, Tatooine desert. Yeah, it would work. Of course, people will pass the fuck out. But
I would, you've got your adult theme park, and then you've got your kiddie theme park.
I'm going to leave you here, Tommy. Mama is going to the casino.
Well, Disney World of Florida already has something like that. They have a more adult-themed theme park.
Well, they have it within Disney if you, you know.
Okay,
want the-
you know what? No, you cannot say adult-themed theme park because you know where my mind immediately went.
Well, it's late nights, it's parties, it's drinking, it's live bands.
But this was where they did something completely stupid. They jumped on the Harry Potter thing, which I thought was brilliant, okay, because a Harry Potter theme park, I wanted to go. I was pricing rooms, and it wasn't that expensive. It's still not, if you can afford to swing it. $1,200 for four people ain't bad.
Oh, you know what? How about me and you and Ginger and maybe Blaster go on a vacation?
Hell yeah.
I can't go to Harry Potter and not take Baby Nature. She will cut all of us before we get out of the door.
Okay, we can leave Blaster. Have a girl's day. Have a girl's vacation.
Yay!
One time that baby Blaster, will swear the switchblade will come out. Bitches, where do you think you're going?
She'll be like, we can put you in a suitcase.
Oh, Amora, bitch. No, anyway.
Stupefy.
Right. There you go. Stupefy, bitch.
Rawr. Rawr. Oh, my God.
So, no. We could not go there without her. I already went once, and that was bad. Yeah, that felt really bad.
Yeah, you kind of have to take the munchkin if you go.
I didn't know I was going. I got forced into going.
Anybody out there wants to finance a vacation for Corey, me, Ginger, and Baby Natrix, totally let us know. Totally.
No, we'll show her boobs and trade for us.
I totally will flash you, and I might even let you touch my boobs.
Oh my God.
All right, we got to move along.
Okay.
Move along. All right.
Somebody else pick a subject. I did the first two.
All right, so CISPA, have y'all heard about this? They were doing closed sessions on CISPA this next week. Was it this next week or was it this week? I'm trying to do math in my head. Yeah, I think it was this past week. Sometime this week, actually. They were doing closed sessions for CISPA so that the public could not see or hear anything. Everybody's like, all right, so what's CISPA? That is the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act that we all tried to get shot down, late last year? Well, mm-hmm. It's back, people. We told you it wasn't dead, that it would make its way back. But yeah, this whole super secretive, the public may not see, may not know what we're planning is bullshit. Pretty much. People, my porn is my porn. Get the fuck off my computer. If the computer's in my house, I think it should qualify as files or papers. And that's in the whole Constitution, is the papers are private. So get the fuck up out of my computer. No hacking into this shit. What I have in here is mine. It's personal. Stay out. Stay out.
I really don't like the fact that people are trying to dictate what you download onto your own computer. Okay, now I can understand if it's illegal. Like child pornography. I can understand that, okay? But if I am an adult, which I am, mentally maybe not, but legally I'm an adult, okay? And mm-hmm. I want to look at people fucking on my computer, okay? If I want to have pictures of a nice big cock on my computer.
You just wanted to say those words because you
can't. Cock.
If why did you get Ginger started? Why?
If I want to see a picture of a beautiful pussy on my computer, okay, it should be my business and my business alone. As long as I am of age and the people in the pictures are of age, no one else should have any say in what the fuck I do with my own property.
There, you know, and I joke about it being about porn, but that's not what it's coming down to.
I
there
know, but you brought it up and I had to go into
it. It's true. There are some about people downloading, like, Adobe Photoshop or different other programs that I can't think of right off the top of my head. But seriously, Adobe, if you wouldn't charge me $1,000 for your program, more people would probably buy it. If you lessen the price just a little bit.
The problem. Here's the problem with they keep trying to say they're trying to prevent piracy. This is impossible to do. You're going to have to put every fucking body in jail. It's grandmas that's downloading shit. They don't even know they're doing it.
Thank you.
You know, it says click here to download a copy of such and such movie. I'm going to tell you something. My grandmother owns probably the largest collection of pirated movies I've ever seen, and it only this past week did I explain to her that this was illegal, and she understood what I was saying. She had no idea.
But it's not that widely known. It's not like there's warnings, like when you go to download something.
No, it's not even download. It's not even download. Let me talk to people that's from the hood. You know how when you're in the beauty shop getting your hair done or cut, and the guy walks in with the bag full of the movies, and he says,
"Oh,
yo,
girl, I know what you're talking about."
Yeah, yes. Yo, I got that new Denzel Washington movie. I got that new Ryan Gosling. Yeah, you know that dude? I got him. I got that movie. It just came, you know, and it's you know, Gangster Squad. It's out Friday, and my grandma's like, oh, I don't have to go to the movie theater. I can just buy it from you. Oh, okay. Here's my 20. And she goes home, and she watches her Gangster Squad. And I'm like, Grandma, how'd you see that? Well, I bought it from that guy at the beauty shop. You know, and
yeah,
I'm like,
that was
Grandma.
So stolen.
Yeah, and I'm like, Grandma, that's illegal.
Yeah.
She's like, well, the quality's not good. There's like people talking and stuff. I was like, because they filmed it in the movie theater, Nana. You're not supposed to buy those. But she doesn't know. But point being is she has no idea. So you're just gonna go around arresting old ladies, and you know, and my grandma's getting a computer. I told y'all this week, so she'll be downloading stuff. She won't know what the hell it is. It'll say, you know, the latest whoever song, Beyonce, and she'll be like, oh, free Beyonce. Click, and she, you know, then you're gonna come arrest my grandma.
And, you know, the really bad thing, honestly, is that you're right. The main people they're going to be arresting is going to be older people who don't know any better, and it's going to be people who don't know a lot about technology, who don't know how to hide shit. And the really bad people, the people who are doing it and know that they're doing it and have no remorse whatsoever, are the ones who can hide shit.
Yep.
And you won't be getting them. You'll be getting the people who don't know any better, the really sweet people that you're just like, oh, you're so cute. And then, guess what? They're in jail, and the really badasses are not around.
That's right. So I don't understand this. We're going to go after – we want to go after – we're going to stop you from pirating. The other people who get caught up in the blast are people who actually do pay for their software.
Yep.
And then somebody has already stolen their key or whatever, and then they go to try to put their key in. I'm sorry, your key's taken. I believe you're trying to pirate this. If I was trying to pirate it, bitch, why would I be calling you telling you my key is not working?
Thank you. I'm not that stupid.
And they're like, no.
Yes. I don't know how many times Windows try to tell me, oh, this is pirated. No, it's not. I bought your shit, damn it.
And I called them and I said, this is pirated. I said, the original was, but now I bought a key. Would you like me to give it to you? I did go and buy a key eventually. I gave you money.
That's another one of my major bitches. I don't want to pay $120 for cable, and that's just like basic cable. I don't even get HBO or bullshit with that. I want to watch some HBO shows. That's not out on disc yet. What's a girl to do? Find a place to stream it. I end up buying the discs when they come out.
Hey, streaming,
streaming
is technically not pirating.
Yeah, because you're not downloading anything. You're watching it straight from the internet.
That's right. See, that's exactly how people are going to get around this shit. Same thing's going to happen with the games. We're going to keep you from pirating. Somebody's going to come along and take a service like GameTap, like OnLive, and they're going to put it together, and you're going to be able to stream your pirated game. And technically, I didn't steal it. I'm just playing it. It's not on my computer. So there's always ways around shit. You all need to just—it's idiotic.
If cable would offer me a way to just buy just, you know, this channel, that channel, and this channel, just one of those three, I'd be great.
Dude, I would be happy with just the Food Network.
I could be okay with that.
HGTV is my vice, so
I want Food Network and HBO.
Put it up on the fucking internet and make me watch ads. I don't care. Make me type in the little captcha thing to show that I'm not a robot. That's fine. But don't fucking make me pay $150 to get your goddamn channel. No. Your show is not worth that much to me.
No, it's not.
You do have a lot of companies that are doing it now. Now, here's the irony now. You have a couple of cable channels now that are starting to understand that maybe they don't need to be with the cable companies. HBO this weekend, and Starz, I think, have two new shows that are coming out that will not be premiered on the cable networks, but you can watch them online if you go to their website.
You know, I like that. was it?
It's that Da Vinci show. That Da Vinci, what is that? Anybody remember what channel that is? Is that Starz or is it HBO? Whatever it is, it will not be on HBO. It'll be on their website this weekend for you to watch the first episode.
But see, the shows that I really want to watch, like, fucking, I want to watch True Blood because that show turns me on big time.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Don't tell me. I haven't watched it in a long time. I don't want to have any spoilers. Okay.
I haven't watched it either. So.
I used to watch it all the time whenever I, you know, streamed it online, but I forgot where it was, and now I can't find it, and I'm a sad face panda again. But, so, yeah, anyway, so that's the show. I just got distracted by visions of vampires and biting necks and no shirts and that Andrew Sarsgaard, is that his name? Oh, he's so hot.
Who? Alexander.
Yeah, Alexander, there you go.
Yeah,
6'5".
Oh, my God, he's so beautiful.
I like all those tall boys. I'm going to need him, and I'm going to need that Jared Padalecki.
Oh, yeah, God. Oh.
That Jared Padalecki boy.
I'm going to just, like, fan myself real quick.
I'm sorry, Jay. Every time I see those House Hunters shows, because I was watching one, unfortunately, today.
Oh, wait a minute.
I want to shoot those people.
They're so stupid.
You're paying, like, $1 million for fucking the house. Move.
Give the money to me instead.
I need to announce some new late breaking news. Just happened about an hour ago. GTA has published their new radio station on Spotify.
Yay!
I think it was by accident though. Wait a minute, I will post a link for those of you who are GTA enthusiasts. I'm trying to get these two involved. They really don't believe me when I tell them they will love it. It's not the shoot 'em up that you think it is. It is actually, the story is great.
I like the shoot 'em up.
It's got some shoot 'em up, but that's not what it's all about. Some of it actually requires you to have brains, and it's being able to wander around this big, huge open world, and the music is awesome. Every song that you ever love, that you ever heard on the radio since you've been in existence, will at some point come on the radio, or they have a radio station for it. You'll be driving around in your car just cruising. You may see something like me and that karate guy, and if he's in this game, I'm going to follow his ass home again. And I'm going to hit him with the car like I did last time. Or there'll be somebody in there that I'll get to kill. Somebody's going – these two are like, huh? So, see, you guys missed out on – this would have probably been a really good internet meme if memes existed at the time. There was a guy every morning when you in GTA that was doing – not karate. He's doing Tai Chi on the beach. And everybody was trying to figure out where he would come from. You only saw him in the mornings every time there was a game morning. And I actually managed to catch him on the beach, and I followed him all the way to his house in game because he stopped doing it at a certain time, and he actually walks home from the beach.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, I watched. I followed him all the way home.
Is this thing, like, massively multiplayer? I mean,
there is a massive multiplayer. And that world, when you go multiplayer, is the same thing. It opens up, you know, you can play with your friends. That's why Jay and I enjoyed so much. We would play. Except for I cannot ride on the back of a motorcycle
because,
with Jay
I mean,
again.
If there's a whole open world, I want to play with people. I don't want to be by myself. That's boring.
Well, you can play with your people. That's why we were trying to get you in, so you could see what it was like to play with the other people. Just roll around and, you know, roll over or play with stuff or whatever. But anyway, me and the little Tai Chi guy, the second morning when I managed to catch him, he didn't make it home. Poor thing.
Did something happen to him?
Yeah, my car happened to him.
Oh, okay. Well, talking about bad criminals, because Corey's a criminal, there's a member of LulzSec. You guys remember him?
Yeah. Stool pigeon.
Yeah, basically. Right. Apparently, this guy, who looks like a complete douche in this picture, the fourth member of LulzSec actually...
Snitches.
Right? He's actually pleading guilty to attacks on websites owned by Sony and Nintendo, among, you know, a whole bunch of others. They don't even know how many because these people are just retarded.
Yeah.
But so he, at first he denied everything. Oh, no, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. I'm not responsible. But now he's pleading guilty and he's going to be sentenced. And it's just, you know what? Own up to it in the first place. Don't be like, I didn't do it. And like, oh, maybe I did. Maybe I did it accidentally. My fingers accidentally hacked.
Rule of thumb, if the FBI comes knocking on your door and says you did something. You most likely did it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they just haul you off in the middle of the night, then that's a whole different story. But, I mean...
I'm going to deny it. I don't care what they say.
Of course you are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Corey.
See?
Corey, we have your fingerprints. Those aren't mine.
No, habla inglés.
We just heard you speaking English.
That's my alien. You stole my fingerprints. It was aliens who did it, damn it. Aliens.
Body snatchers. That's what it was, man.
I'm not going to even say that. I'm be like, I don't know you. No, that's not my name.
My other personality. She only comes out when I'm sleeping. I'm so sorry. I can't control her.
Hey, it could happen.
Hey, yeah.
It could happen. I'm going to plead insanity every time.
I listened to Justin Bieber and the devil started talking to me and made me do it.
Oh, my God.
I knew there was something wrong with that kid. Damn it.
Damn you, Justin Bieber. Damn you.
Damn you all to hell. Okay.
You know what? I don't know what to say about well, you know what? It's LulzSec. LulzSec actually, I don't want to say anybody deserves it or doesn't deserve it any more than anybody else. They're not, they have never been about helping anybody.
No.
Weren't they the ones who shut down, that caused the PSN apocalypse? They were the ones,
yes,
right?
That was Sony. Yes, that was them.
Yeah, so, and they said, oh, we're doing it because we're making a statement for gamers. No, you were keeping gamers from playing.
Exactly.
A statement is giving me free access to the PlayStation Network store so I can download what I
want. A statement is saying, hey, there's a loophole here, and you might want to, you know, install such and such to help protect yourself or make sure so-and-so hasn't broken in. Here's how you check.
Mm-hmm.
Statement is not closing me out of my fucking games, bitch. That'll get you cut.
And it will get him cut. Wait till he goes to jail and there's a gamer in jail. What do you think you're going to do? You did what, bitch? You better bend over. You now, my bitch.
Oh, you're the reason why my play date was cut.
The gamer's going to go to jail. Fuck
be
that.
Like, be like, and you can call me daddy. Mm-hmm.
What's my name? Daddy.
You guys treat it now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my
who's
God.
Who's my bitch now? Uh-huh, that's right.
You do got a perk mile.
You got a purtin' mile. Oh, my God. I love y'all.
You got a purtin' mile.
You're not doing this. You got a purtin' mile.
I'm posting it on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Yay!
I got a purtin' mile. Okay, they're probably gonna come after us. That's
right, so, oh, yeah. Well, we should talk about the next one too. The violent shooter one that you.
Oh, yep.
Oh,
lay it out for us, Ginger.
Like, actually, that one's Corey's. So, oh, my bad. My bad.
Back away, my hands in the air.
Yeah, back away, hands in the air.
We skipped over one, by the way, you two tricks. But we'll go to this one because this one's really good. Okay, so we reported earlier in the week. They were talking about, well, there's a couple of dudes, some gamer psychology dudes, that says violent video games.
Did you just say,
that kills so gnarly, man.
All right, Keanu.
I like some 80s.
You sound like Keanu, like, whoa.
He does not speak that anymore.
Well, he does.
My future second ex-husband, that way. Wait a minute, we're not talking about him. Anyway, so these two guys from psychologyofgames.com, no, I'm sorry, that's the author of this article. Y'all threw me under the bus here. I wasn't ready for that one. I was ready for the next one. I was ready. Two guys calling themselves Rigby and Ryan have been doing a psychological study on violent shooters, and they say they satisfy a basic need for us. It's not what you think it is. Especially shooters. They said it has a pretty good job of satisfying. Wait a minute, let me tell you what the needs are, because we talked about this earlier in the week. Competence, autonomy, and relatedness. That's what you want to remember. It's in their new book, Glued to Games, How Video Games Draw Us In and Hold Us Spellbound, and they call it the self-determination theory. Now, we explained what this was earlier in the week. I'm going to break it down a little further for you. Competence is communicated by immediate and unambiguous positive feedback in response to your actions. You see your opponent stagger. You see the blood fly off of them. You see them collapse. The beloved headshot, they say, is particularly effective in this regard.
Hell yeah, man. There's nothing more satisfying than shooting a bitch in the face.
Somebody tweet that for me because I can't do it. I got to read.
I'm about to tweet that shit right now.
I had somebody message me in APB the other day. Damn, that's all I saw is hot chick come around the corner and then gun my face.
Hold on. Just say it again, Ginger. Say it again.
Ain't nothing more satisfying than shooting a bitch in the face.
Now, they said the smiles that are happening in this particular stage are not because people or gamers are sadistic. They are because this is a moment of mastery satisfaction that all us gamers can relate to. Autonomy, which is the second motivator in the self-determination theory, is also, they said, well-served by the design of most popular shooters. Having the option to choose many different paths through a level satisfies autonomy. So we like when we have different classes, different loadouts, different tactics. And in a lot of games, you can even choose between different modes, modifiers, maps, and it allows you to satisfy the need to play a game how you want to play, how you please. And that's not and if that's not enough, they say custom character or weapon skins or models also fit in here, which is why they sell so much of this. You guys wonder why people buy a lot of custom characters and outfits and things? This is why. It feeds the need. Finally, relatedness is most obviously an important in the multiplayer games, where you start to feel like part of a successful or perhaps or more likely of pickup games incompetent team. Teamwork.
But see, here's the thing. You can take all three of these, and you can put those also in other MMO games, fantasy games like WoW, and especially when I played Final Fantasy XI, I can promise you, I have never felt more needed in a game than in Final Fantasy XI. And of course, I was a healer, because you know, I'm always a healer, but I was a good healer. I worked with the group, and I was always, every time I logged on, it was immediate. Everyone was talking to me in whispers, we need you in our group, we need you in our group, we need you in our group. So it felt good. You know, it was kind of addictive to log on and be wanted so much. You know, and people enjoyed talking to me in my little link shell, which is like a guild for those of you that don't know. You know, and it was like a community. It was like actually, this is kind of a cheesy way to put it, but it was kind of like coming home. I felt comfortable. I felt wanted. I felt needed. And now I felt like a part of something. And that's, you can take all three of these things, which you can get from violent shoot 'em up games, and you can compare those to other games as well, any multiplayer game, even Second Life. If you get in a community in Second Life, it's the same thing.
Here's the thing. That was their next point. They said none of the motivators are unique to shooters. They show up in any good game design across all genres and themes. They said, but the violent ones usually hit all three. And they said there's a big overlap between what makes an effective shooter and what satisfies multiple facets of all three of these psychological needs. They said, so while RPGs may nail autonomy, platformers may demand competence, and MMOs may allow the most relatedness, violent shooters fire on all three cylinders, is what they're saying. I think also, like what you were saying, it has to do with what you need, which one of these three you need most, I would think, psychologically speaking.
Yes, exactly.
I don't actually need any of these three.
I do.
I don't necessarily have a need for any of the three. I love when I get to play with other people, but more often than not, about 20 to 30 minutes into playing, I'm off. It's not even an ooh pretty butterfly. It's like I'm going over here because, you know, we'll use Fallen Earth because pretty much all of us at some point have played Fallen Earth. If we're playing together, and let's say Ginger and I are, because we've been doing this, we've been riding across the prairie, and she's talking to me about something, and then I look over and I say, oh, there's cotton. Oh, I need to go back and get my shirt. Okay, when I go get my shirt, I need to go get this. And the next thing you know, I'm halfway across the map, and Ginger's like, she got up to get water. She comes back, Corey, where are you? Why the fuck did you get way over there? And I'm like,
Yep. I'm all like, you left me here to fucking mutant chickens. What the hell?
So it's. I don't necessarily have any of the draw, the progressing skill power, because I don't care if I level up. I'm just off in my head doing whatever. The relatedness, if I feel important to you, great. And if I don't, that's fine too, if you ask for me. But I do like a lot of options. So maybe number two is my biggest thing, the autonomy.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't give a shit about progressing in skill and power. It does not bother me. I don't give a damn about being able to choose multiple meaningful options. For me in a game, and this sounds so stupid when I say it out loud, but for me in a game, I want to feel like I'm a part of something. If I don't feel that way, the game will not be fun for me. It'll be fun for a little while. If I want to play by myself, that's great. I'll log on. But it will not be able to keep my attention for hours and hours and hours like Final Fantasy did. Excuse me, I'm yawning.
No, I'm a consummate troll. I want to be the best. I want to kill you. I want you to be pissed off. I want to die, and that's fine. I'm okay with dying. It's going to piss me off. It's going to irritate me, but then I'm going to make sure I get better. And
now,
I'm going to come back with your ass.
I do have to agree. There is some good feeling in fucking somebody up. I will agree, because now those of you who did not listen to our Tuesday night show did not get to hear this story, so I'm going to repeat it for you. Right before we went on to do Pixinista, I was rolling around in APB, and this girl was fucking me up left and right. Every time I tried to do the mission, she was there, she was blowing me up, she was kicking my ass. So I finally said, you know what, I'm going to go do another part, because, you know, I think my team members were trying to fight back and forth with her. She decided to be Billie Jean Badass and follow me. I was in an ambulance. She comes rolling up in her little sports car, and she's shooting at me, and I'm in my ambulance. And I just stopped. She went in front of me. So then I, you know, zoomed past her, because by this time she decided to get out of her car because she is so badass. Now, those of you who've been knowing me for years, one thing you don't let me fucking do in a game is get in a car.
No.
And that was a bad thing. So I drove as far ahead of her as I could, because I knew I was going to back into her ass, and she thought I was running away from her. So she gets back in her car a little too late. By this time, I'm already backing up into her full speed in my ambulance. I hit her, and her car turned sideways, so she couldn't get out of the car, period. Then I backed her into a building. And then I saw the cars catch on fire, so I get out. And if it was a movie, it would have been slow-mo with me running away from the explosion.
Very nice. Very nice. See, so then, kill you with my gun, and if I can get you with my car, bitch, I don't care if I die too. I'm taking your ass out.
I didn't die. I took her and her little friend out. He turned the corner like, oh, you killed Dizzy. You, I'm gonna kill you too, bitch. Got in my car.
See, I don't give a damn about PvP, about shooting people, about killing people, about being the best. I really, really don't. I just want to be like, I want to help people. I want to belong to a community. That's my thing.
Now, see, I'm the world's worst healer in games, because I'm like, bitch, you're a noob. I ain't healing you. I told you twice.
I told you
again. You are dead. I'm not.
No, I'm the one going, okay, now you really need to do this next time. No, not okay. Yes, that's perfect. Keep that up. No, you want to try this. That's not working. That's me in games. I'm like the teacher. I'm like, no, that's not. No.
No. You're dumb. Get out of my group.
Y'all see why we play well together, because I'm a mixture of the two. I will be nice. I actually give a speech beforehand. I don't mind healing you. I don't mind helping you. I got teleport. If your ass don't have teleport on, I'm going to leave your ass here. And if you keep dying too many times, you're going to stay dead. Who's ready? All right, let's go. I go in. I got you healed. Oh, you keep dying. You're going to say, poof. You look around. Where's the team? Bitch, we at the start of the mission. Over here. Yeah, you dead, because all the things ran onto you. I did tell you to turn your teleport on, didn't I? I did tell you that.
Yeah. Sounds all right. Mm-hmm. Seriously, in WoW, no, that was me. I was like, bitch, no, I'm tired of this. You are wasting my mana. Wasting my mana ain't going to happen. No,
I do have my limit. If I see that someone is just not learning, I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to let you die. I'm going to focus on them. When they die, they learn. They come back. I start healing them again. But I seriously, like, I'm the type of healer. Like, I had two of my Link Shell guy friends. One that I was married to in-game, by the way, in Final Fantasy. Very hot Elvon guy named Mercy. He was hot. Anyway, so they were off in some high-level dungeon where everything aggroed by sight and smell. So it was very, very hard to get through this dungeon, and they just kept dying because the fish would kill you in no time. And they were both dead, and in Final Fantasy, when you died, you lost a shitload of XP. I'm talking like, one of them actually de-leveled, like went down a level.
Yeah.
Wow,
a lot of them,
man, that's not cool. I fucking hate de-leveling.
So
man.
I was a healer, and I had raise 3, which meant I could bring them back to life. They would only lose like a small percentage of XP, and that would make him level back. So they begged me to come. So I traveled all the way there. I had to sneak and invis myself through this dungeon, find them in this really convoluted fucking map that I've never been on. I made it there just in time, raised both of them. They were all thankful, and I stayed there for another 3 hours to help them farm and get this item that they needed. I'm that kind of healer. That's me.
See, that's why I have teleport. That's what I just typed in our chat room. If you're not in our chat room, you miss out on Thursdays. But same type of character where I would heal, but I had what you call team teleport. So when I looked at everybody's, you know, their health, and it's so low that I don't have time to heal them, I would team teleport everybody, you know, out. We go to the very start, the doorway. But you have to have that option on, because people were abusing it at the beginning of City of Heroes, which I thought was hilarious. They were teleporting people into the middle of mobs and then leaving them there at random, because you could teleport anybody. But so you had to click a button, and that's where my speech was. If you don't have your team teleport on, when shit starts getting sick and I pull everybody out of here and yours is not on, they're all going to get you.
Yeah, they didn't have that in Final Fantasy. It had to be like, I mean, they had teleport spells, but that shit took a long time to cast, like, really. And you couldn't be interrupted during it. So it was very, very difficult to make it to them and to raise them while keeping myself sneaked and invis. Because also when you cast spells, your sneak and invis will wear off. So I would have to cast a spell, immediately cast it on them, and then I'll, like, sneak and invis on them and sneak and invis on me. Very complicated.
Yeah, I would, no, now, see, the teleport, once you got team teleport, yeah, you had to level it up. So I kept mine high. And I was so badass at team teleport, I'd teleport people across the city. Like, we'd be standing here. I'd be like, we're going to the mission. Where y'all going? Right here on the map? Okay. Everybody get close. Boom. We over here by our mission. And they'd be like, how the fuck did you get this strong? Don't worry about what I did.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. That's right. They don't call me Messiah Jones for nothing, bitch. That's how we got here. Let's go in. So I don't have any patience. I'm like, Ginger, I told you twice. Actually, I told you once when we came in. And if you were talking shit, I'd be like, I tell you what, see my friend here? Like, if you two were playing with me, see these two? When it's time to go, we're going. And you could stay here. You're going to talk shit.
Yep.
I'm going to heal them.
That's pretty much what I did, too. You know, I was the healer. The minute you start bad-mouthing, that was it. No more heals for your ass. I don't care. You can die. I hope you brought healing potions and bandages, bitch, because that's all you're getting.
She said
and
potions.
I was a bubble priest, so you're going to get AoE healed anyways.
Just standing there.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But beyond that, no, you are not getting a direct heal. Fuck that shit. You weren't getting a bubble. You weren't getting nothing. Everybody else is going to get bubbled, and I'm going to sit there and laugh at your ass.
And these people who have never played these games have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Well, see, no, this is the cool thing about our show is everybody has played a game similar. They all have the same thing in them. You know, City of Heroes has their little healer. I had a bubble I could put you in, or my Storm character had a tornado. Like, I would put out a tornado, and you'd stand in the middle with me because I was at the eye. If you stood in it, then it would keep throwing things off of you. No, so the people that were DPS support would stand in the tornado with me. And then I'd heal them, and then I'd heal the tank back and forth. You know, whoever
God,
was...
I miss FF11 now. God.
I miss my City of Heroes. I do. Now, in comparison, I go back to my Matrix Online. Has none of that shit. It's every bitch for themselves. You come out of your phone booth and it's some agent standing there or some machine humans. You better run. Like, what's his name? Cypher said, you better run. Run your ass off. Be like, girl, look here. We're going to go here. Oh, shit. Agents. Bye. Bye, shit. Bye. I'm going this way. Bye, Ginger. I'll see you later. Wait a minute. Help.
Nice.
No, bitch. I just made this dress. No. I just crafted this. No. Because if you died in there, sometimes you lose your clothes. I just crafted this dress. Mm-mm. Took me 2 days. No. Bye, girl.
You want me to do what? Fuck no. Mm-mm, girl, I ain't ruining this dress. Fuck that.
You're gonna be all right. You're going to be all right. I'll meet you by the other phone booth over there on the other side.
Nice.
Okay, we have been rambling, and I think y'all like that anyway we do it, but we got 2 minutes left.
Oh, poor Jay. Poor Jay.
Aww.
All right. You know what that noise means? That means the show is over. All right,
yay!
Ladies and gents, you can tune in tomorrow to catch Ginger and Corey do the news, and then you can tune in on Tuesday to hear our Pixanista, where we are apparently a big smash hit in APB, which apparently they want us back.
Wait a minute, what the hell?
They want us back.
Well, no, I have some weird stuff going on. Oh, I know what's going on. Never mind.
So anyone, if you're listening from APB, hello, boys. We may come back, we may not, depending on what Miss Corey wants to do, because she's the boss lady.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, stay with us if you like us, stay with us if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, my lovely bitches.
Goodnight,
my lovely
bitches. One day they woke me up, so I could live forever. It's a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your choice. Did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I believe you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. You'll make the music dance. That's what I'm counting on.
And what's the lesson for tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Be nice to your healer or you ain't getting shit.
Tweet, tweet.